All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Hello and welcome to another show of Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And like I said, the title of the show is Tell the Truth Faster. And I picked that title actually because it's, in a sense, kind of a mantra that I learned many years ago at a weekend training called the Loving Relationships Training, which I know will be brought up tonight because of who my guest is. And it's something that just resonated for me, and it's something that I work with my clients with in terms of remembering those words, remembering what they mean, and talking about the experiences they have when they are not withholding communications, when they are being more honest and open with themselves about what they're going through, what they're experiencing. My approach to therapy as well as my own life is a very holistic one, and that's usually the approach we take here on the show. What holistic means to me is, if you're in therapy and you're just dealing with what's going on in the mind and not paying attention to what the body's saying and how it's experiencing things, what the thoughts are that are being created, how they affect us, how in touch we are spiritually, and there are not a lot of therapists that are willing to talk about spirituality. And I think it's a very important part of the balance, and that's what we do on this show also. I'm actually dedicating tonight's show to a little friend of mine that passed away this week, my cockatiel named Nadia. And I know she's singing somewhere tonight. So it was unexpected, and I'm sorry, and I've been missing her. Anyway, tonight's topic has to do with a tool and technique that I've been using for over 17 years called rebirthing. There are many other names for it, like conscious connected breathing or conscious breathing. A lot of schools have grown up over the last 35 years or so since it seemed to appear with the help of Leonard Orr and some other people. But a lot of people know it as rebirthing. Now, unfortunately, that word or name rebirthing has gotten a lot of bad publicity lately because of a particular treatment that they were using in certain clinics in Colorado where a little girl died. And I'm going to allow my guest later tonight to talk more about it, but basically the difference between what they were doing, which was more of a psychodrama withholding breath from her, and what we're talking about tonight, which is really about bringing more breath into the body. To give you my own personal journey with rebirthing as a therapist. Before I moved to Los Angeles in 1986, I really had an experience that changed my life profoundly, and that is my closest friend, Jim Terusa, introduced me to this technique called conscious breathing or rebirthing. As a psychotherapist, I knew that I had discovered a gift to offer my clients that has since, on a practical level, saved many of them much time and money in therapy, but it also altered my own life experience tremendously. And the title of tonight's program is actually Breathe Fully and Live Fully. Now, I know that title sounds like a no-brainer, but most people really don't breathe enough throughout the day to sufficiently support the needs of their own body. In fact, I'm asking those of you that are listening right now to notice your own breath. Is it shallow and undetectable? Or do you breathe like this all day? Maybe you've been holding your breath completely and do this often throughout the day. Many people do this and never realize they're denying themselves the very force that keeps our body, mind, and spirit balanced. This oxygen is our life force. And the more fully we breathe, the more fully we can live and function effectively. So what rebirthing is a very simple technique that involves a full, conscious, gentle breath that connects the inhale with the exhale over the course of about an hour. This process is different from hyperventilation, which we'll talk about later probably. During this experience, you're actually breathing in an abundance of oxygen or this life-affirming energy, chi, prana, whatever other names you might call it. As you're oxygenating your entire system, this high level of life-affirming energy, or the oxygen, is circulating to every cell of your being. Now, all of us in our cellular memory or subconscious have stored every thought, experience, emotion we've ever had. These things just don't disappear on us. Much of what we've stored, unfortunately, is not particularly life-affirming material. We've been programmed with negative thoughts and beliefs about ourselves, about relationships, about life or the world. We've all experienced traumas and still live our lives based on the fears or anger that many of these experiences have left in our subconscious. Conscious breathing, simply put, uses the increased level of life-affirming energy, or the oxygen, in a sense to detoxify our mind and body of the emotions, thoughts, memories that interfere with our natural, even if for many of us unfamiliar, inclination to live fully and with joy and with passion. It clears the mind and body to function more in peace and confidence and allows access to our natural creative talents. During a session of this breath work, some clients have amazing cathartic releases and others have more of a meditative and quiet experience. Still, others resist and struggle throughout the session as if to express how they resist and struggle throughout their life. Everyone has his or her own personal experience and is never the same twice. Professionally, I'm one of very few licensed psychotherapists who've been trained as a rebirther. To some colleagues, what I do is just too unconventional for them. To others, it threatens their livelihood since this tends to move clients through their issues faster, which means clients get done with therapy faster. My philosophy as a psychotherapist is that the whole purpose of therapy is to get out of therapy. To know it's available to you anytime you need to come back, but a lot of people just have this consciousness that they're always going to be going once a week, or, you know, it's always there and never move on. So the goal is to learn how to live one's life, integrating the communication between the body, the mind, and the spirit, so that our heart and our head are equal partners in helping us live our lives. My practice consists of lots of different types of people. I mean, I have professionals, you know, medical professionals, I have lawyers, I have actors, actresses, I have some celebrity clients, I have people with AIDS or on disability, I have all sorts of different types of clients. And the one thing that I've known and seen consistently is that this breath work is something that all of them have been able to benefit from if they have been so inclined to do it. And the one thing I find most interesting is the ones that have never considered this more holistic approach, when I suggested to them, they're a bit skeptical. And I find often that the more skeptical clients tend to have some very powerful experiences because they're really not expecting anything. In fact, you know, it challenges their whole belief system. In fact, I had a client just this week, and I told him I was going to use this quote. He is in his mid-50s, and he's a yoga instructor, actually. And after the session was over, he was still laying down and kind of vibrating in this peaceful space, and he just opened his eyes and looked up at me and said, "Every time I do this, I learn more about who I am, and it feels really good." And I just smiled, and he smiled, and that's kind of summed up what a lot of people experience. Now, in all reality, I've had clients where they don't take to this, and I believe that it's important for any therapist and for any individual seeking help that they know that there are a lot of modalities out there, tools, techniques, and all of us get to what seems to be the right thing for us, hopefully sooner or later. For me, it was rebirthing as one of many tools, but it's been a cornerstone of it. The importance of it, actually, for me, as a therapist and as an individual, is I know it's something that I have access to. One of the other beautiful things about this process is I feel like it's a gift I'm giving my clients. Because after they've done about 5 or 6 sessions, I start encouraging them to practice the breath, the patterning of the breathing and stuff on their own. And chances are, though, I tell them that for the first few times they do that, they'll probably just doze off and have a nice restful nap. But if they keep at it and realizing that they're the ones doing the breathing, then they stop having this kind of dependency on me as a therapist and thinking I'm the one creating these miracles when actually they're the ones doing it. You're the ones that do it for yourself. And the beauty of one of the beauties of this is it eliminates or at least helps put in a better perspective the dependency a lot of people have on therapists. It's a tool that they take through the rest of their lives and can use whenever they need to, with or without a rebirther or a therapist next to them, and still get something very powerful out of it for themselves. So again, it's like a self-affirming and self-empowering tool. Like when you're taught how to meditate, you always know how to meditate. Whether you use it or not, that's your choice. When you're taught how to do rebirthing after a while, you can always do it with or without a rebirther. Whether you do it or not, that's your choice. So that, to me, is one of the most important aspects of this as a therapist. And it's really interesting to me how sometimes I myself, and this is the human part of me, I myself sometimes find myself getting really kind of scattered and lost and screwy in terms of dealing with an issue or just a period in my life. And sometimes it's the last thing, even though it's the easiest thing I know I could be doing to help get my mind clear, look at solution. And sometimes it's the last thing that my mind will let me think about doing, which is quite an interesting thing for me because it's so simple, it's so easy, and it can accomplish a lot in a short period of time. We will be talking in a few minutes with a friend of mine and one of my original trainers as a rebirther 17 years ago, Peter Kane. So we'll be taking a short break, and when we come back, I'll introduce you to Peter, and we'll hear what he has to say, too.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Amezcua Patino Behavioral Health Consulting Experts is a recently established consulting firm based here in the Phoenix metro area, working closely with attorneys, state agencies, and HMOs to name just a few. Amezcua Patino Behavioral Health Consulting Experts provides forensic and non-forensic services such as expert testimony for plaintiffs and defendants, record review, disability evaluation, business planning development, and more. For information or a free initial phone consultation, dial toll-free 888-955-3504. Again, that's 888-955-3504. The mission of Emescua Patino is to facilitate the improvement and development of available, affordable, and accountable behavioral health services. For free initial phone consultation, dial 888-955-3504. Once again, that's 888-955-3504.
Release your fears. Open your mind and heart. Join me, Pamela Edmonds, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. as I host Bridge Between Two Worlds. The focus of the show will be to release people's fears around communication with the spirit realm. Guests will include people knowledgeable of mediumship, transmediumship, and channeling. Receive the healing every Tuesday at 8 p.m. with Bridge Between Two Worlds on AM 1100 KFNX.
Rejuvenate your spiritual side with Islam Way of Life, Faith of Nature, and Peace by Total Submission and Surrender to Allah, hosted by Dr. Shahid Farooqi. Learn about all the origin of all creation through the remarkable teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Expand your horizon of knowledge. Learn about the Islam Way of Life every Monday evening at 7, right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And today we're talking about a technique called rebirthing. This is a live show, and feel free to call in with your questions or comments, or if you're dealing with something that you want to talk about. The toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. And the local number, if you're in the Phoenix area, is 602-277-KFNX. So I want to introduce you, actually, to a friend and teacher of mine. His name is Peter Kane. He was one of my original trainers in rebirthing, along with Sandra Ray, Rhonda Levand, and Bob Amali Mandel, and a number of others who were all part of an organization called the Loving Relationships Training. And Peter goes back a long way with rebirthing, and the creator and first director of the LRT Rebirthing School, which is Loving Relationships Training. He's been counseling individuals and couples. He's been training rebirthers, and he leads seminars on personal growth and relationships, and he's been doing this since 1979. And he's facilitated trainings and workshops all over the world. And so, Peter, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
And I'd actually like to start by just having you talk about, just like I did a little bit, about my own personal experience and how I got into rebirthing and how it's impacted my own life, and then how it's impacted you professionally. So why don't you just share a little bit about your beginnings with it?
Yeah. Well, I was first kind of thrust from a spiritual path to a slightly more psychological one when my father passed away when I was 19. I was studying psychology in a university at the time, and that just caused a whole, you know, upheaval in my own emotional being. I was very close to my father, and I kind of, I studied therapy way more than just to study it at that point, and sought out alternative methods and was living and working at Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. I've gone from California to New York to now I'm in the Seattle area. And anyway, I was studying alternative therapies, and rebirthing was just the one that was the deepest, most empowering. Just diving into a key way I've phrased that over the years is it was awfully hard to beat myself up when I was feeling that good. And as I listened to, you know, you, Stuart, describe it in a kind of good all-around way, I was listening to you, I was thinking of the way you were talking made me feel, and the way I feel about rebirthing is that it's got a tremendous range between gentle and power, gentle and spiritual, spiritual and emotional. So basically, what rebirthing did for me is just help me release grief and contact bliss. I mean, it truly does help you contact cellular bliss. And it's also interesting to me to listen to, you know, you or myself describe it. You know, we have this need to kind of stay both feet on the ground and describe it pragmatically. But, you know, given it's a short show, I'd also like to just dive in and say that it is actually a little more powerful than we make it sound. I mean, people literally, very high percentages of the time, come out of these sessions going, my God, I had no idea breathing would do that. I mean, basically what happens is most of the time it has a physical sensation to it that's like a tingling and a vibrating or a buzzing that might be through every cell of your body. And that's just very, I have also called it cellular self-esteem. So that's why I got involved in it. And then basically I just studied it more and more and more and had it become my specialty, and it's still that way for me. You know, I was in San Francisco at the time, and basically ever since then I've studied all kinds of cutting-edge things, and rebirthing is really the main one that I saw fit to make a specialty.
I hear that from a lot of people, actually. When they've tried a lot of things, that it often, the breath work often has one of the more powerful experiences for them.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, humbling and quite a privilege to watch people go through similar experiences, you know, every day. I've been in private practice, like you said, since 79. So this is just what I do, is about 30 hours a week. I watch people. Well, we talk. And kind of sit chair to chair, face to face, get acquainted, that sort of thing, do a little talk therapy or whatever. But then this breathing session, it's an hour to an hour and a half. I and I think most rebirthers around the world work in a two-hour session. So anyway, the breathing process is an hour to an hour and a half. And like you said, there's a whole host of things that happen. There are a wide range, but it's quite a privilege to see people contact their core worth and their, you know, spiritual essence, their physical essence, their emotional essence.
One of the things that I often say to clients when people ask if I like what I do, and it's like, where else can you do something where you're getting paid to actually sit back and witness miracles?
Right.
And I think that's often what you're talking about too.
Yeah.
And to me, that's true, whether it's watching somebody breathe, and I can almost feel energy and sometimes intuitively get a real clear sense of, while they're breathing, obviously they're not talking, getting a real clear sense of a certain issue or what's going on, and they're usually amazed if I go in and ask a question, how did you know that's where I was?
Right.
There's just a connection that goes on in the room that taps into that, I think, spiritual or intuitive sense. And it is very powerful. It's powerful to witness and powerful to experience. So now, you started also very young. You were 19 when you started seeking this out. And to me, that's commendable. There are a lot of 19-year-olds, including me, have a fear of starting that inner work. And I've always been very impressed with you that you started that early and in a world where there are people who are quite a bit older than you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard to really make too much sense of. It's actually just a family pattern of mine, too. You know, I was the youngest, keeping up with the older people.
Ah.
You know, and stuff like that. And the good news is I get more immature every year. You know, so I'm not as you know what I mean, youthful, of course.
Okay. But, we're going to take a short break here, And when we come back, hopefully there'll be some callers. Remember, it's a live show, and we'd love to take some calls from any of you. If you've had experiences yourself with rebirthing or have some questions about it, please give us a call. Speak to you in a few minutes.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Invest in yourself with a professional hermetic astrological reading. With this reading, you will begin to improve the quality of your life by understanding your way of thinking. Hermetic astrology, or scientific astrology, does not deal with future events. It indicates energy releases available at certain times which incline you towards certain behavior. Personal consultation by telephone is available in 60 or 90 minute sessions for immediate and specific guidance. Telephone sessions are taped and mailed directly to you. Also available is a complete life consultation with detailed present and future forecasts. This 150-minute complete analysis is recorded on cassette and mailed to you. This is designed to be used as an ongoing self-improvement tool via repeat listenings. Call today to find out more about professional hermetic astrology readings. Dial 602-548-5665. That's 602-548-5665. Remember, knowledge is power, and self-knowledge is the most valuable and beneficial knowledge of all.
Waking Up in America is a radio magazine heard exclusively on KFNX every Monday at 8 a.m. We, the editors and guests, celebrate causing powerful and playful planetary conversations that make a difference. Waking Up in America rocks with great ideas, information, fabulous relationships, and progressively provocative interviews. This is one program you don't want to miss. So please, join us every Monday at 8 a.m. for an hour of fun, information, and inquiry.
Everything you need to live a full, rich life is available in nature. You can do all of it naturally. Tune in to On Balance each week on AM 1100 KFNX. It is 1 hour of lively conversation about the benefits of a natural lifestyle. I'm Julia Bullock, your host for On Balance. My guests and I will be discussing a range of topics, including the dangers of current mass vaccination programs, why you should consider becoming a vegetarian. Have you ever thought about yoga? What is feng shui? Do you meditate? You just can't miss On Balance. So join my guests and me Mondays, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour.
Good Thursday evening, Edie Klein here with your KFNX Valley forecast for tonight. The National Weather Service has issued a thunderstorm warning for Maricopa County until 8:55 p.m. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny and slightly cooler temperatures with a high of 102. Your current statewide temperatures are Flagstaff 66, Prescott 74, Tucson 86, and right here in Phoenix we're at 95 degrees.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Well, welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in the Los Angeles area. And we're talking today about rebirthing or conscious breathing. And my guest today is Peter Kane, a rebirther, a rebirther training, a seminar leader. He has a private practice up in the Washington state area. And I'm glad you're here today, Peter. We don't get to talk very often.
Yeah, no kidding.
I want to actually have you explain to people, I mean, the name rebirthing, to some people it connotes, you know, born again issues and a lot of other stuff. Why don't you explain a little bit about the significance of the word rebirthing and where it came from?
Yeah. Well, the name is a little misleading, but it came from that the process does have regressive tendencies or properties, or it supports people in opening up, and one of the things that happens is regressive memories. So in other words, when it was first developed in the mid-70s, people were reliving their births and discovering the tremendous impact it had on them. So that's where that name is coming from. And then it's also worth noting that as such, rebirthing was at the very forefront of pre- and perinatal psychology. And so that's why I haven't changed the name, for example, to something a little more mundane like conscious breathing, because I do still specialize in pre- and perinatal psychology. The sessions themselves are not actually regressive to birth very often. It's hard to describe why. It seems like in the 70s they were. But by the end of the 70s, it had been developed to be a more holistic process, and our attention thus goes more holistically. So that's worth noting that a good rebirther could help someone work through pre- and perinatal psychological issues without necessarily regressing them or them reliving their birth. And just that, a rebirther adds that lens of pre- and perinatal psychology to the lens of family systems theories, et cetera, and helps get a deeper and deeper look as to what's really going on in life and relationships. Mm-hmm. And one more detail within all that is that the way one does tend to relive their birth in rebirthing would tend to be different than, say, in hypnotherapy or such. It would tend to be a more kinesthetic release, that rebirthing uses the breath to open the body. Thus, sometimes what's stored in the body comes to consciousness, but it's usually a very kinesthetic memory. And that's probably part of why we have favored it over other more rational techniques, is the body doesn't lie. It takes us where we need to go. And through releasing tension from the body, I think you get a deeper release that lasts, you know, in the daily life when you return to the world of relationships. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about that. It's also worth noting that the person who developed it had had a tremendously upsetting journey in the womb, and so that was a primary thing that was being called on to be healed for him.
And that was Leonard Orr.
Yes.
To give him credit.
Yes.
Also, there's that connection to, you know, what we've always called the birth script in terms of what happened in our pregnancy, labor, and delivery, and its impact, to be more directly what you're saying, its impact with some people in terms of our experience of the world and relationships. Just as an example, this week I had a client who was doing about his fourth rebirthing, and he had told me he was C-section, and when in the third and fourth sessions, he started having a lot of constriction and a lot of stuckness around his throat, and just happened to, it started getting more intense, and I had him get gentle with the breathing and stuff, and he happened to forget to tell me that the reason that they did the C-section was because his umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck.
Uh-huh.
So here he was having that, like you said, that kinesthetic experience, or that sensory or cellular memory of even the panic of that. And as I told him to just, that it was safe to breathe gently and slowly, all of a sudden he felt it just lift, you know, the terror and the panic and stuff. And when he came back the second week, his expression was, he just felt like he was floating through most of the week. It felt so wonderful.
Uh-huh.
You know. So there is that connection, that certain ways that we came into the world helped us make certain decisions about who we are in the world and how we live in the world. And rebirthing is a very direct and good way sometimes to help clear that out and see clearly what we've been doing with that.
Right.
How do you integrate this actually in your own personal life, if you don't mind me asking that?
Well, the main one is to breathe at a different level all the time. Like, breathing is now socially acceptable. I will frequently have the experience, particularly on the phone. In fact, it's been funny talking on the phone with the radio and on hold or whatever, you know, like while you're talking, I don't want to sit here going, you know,
yeah,
but that's basically what I do.
Heavy breathing.
Is, you know, I breathe a lot, and so I'll answer the phone, and people say, "Whoa, sorry, are you tired?" And it's like, "No, actually, that's just normal." another real basic one piece of that we've always talked about is that, as you were talking in the introduction, of doing it till it gets integrated in various ways. One of the things that will happen is, prior to rebirthing, when things get tense, there's a tendency to unconsciously and not be aware of it, hold your breath. And after rebirthing, there's a tendency when things get tense, you automatically breathe. So, for example, I find that if I'm doing something like being late and being concerned with the effectiveness at which I navigate traffic, I can do all those same stress-related behaviors without running the adrenaline through my body, by just remembering to breathe. And all that is basically normal or habitual. So I have the positive habit of breathing. And, of course, more importantly, let's say I'm having an intense, intimate conversation. Instead of holding my breath, I'll use my breath just naturally to stay moving, stay engaged, stay present. So basically, whatever I'm feeling or whatever a client's feeling, if you add breath to it, you'll get increased release, but also increased presence. In the beginning of the process, the breathing stirs up all this stuff for increased release. And then later, it also just becomes a way to be present in our core, you know, sort of like be present and grounded and relate consciously with contact instead of, you know, unconsciously from a numb, withdrawn place. So to keep all that going, it's good to keep getting rebirthed. I get rebirthed a lot. That looks different ways, different times. There's periods where I might rebirth myself a little bit every morning. That's another minor detail, is when you first do it, it's hard to do it for less than an hour to an hour and a half. This whole big thing happens. And then once you've done it a lot, less is happening. So you can actually sneak in one breath, 15 breaths, 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So we'll continue this when we get back. We need to take a short break here. So stay tuned, and we'll be talking more with Peter Kane. This is Stuart Altschul, and we're discussing rebirthing tonight. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Is your relationship slowly falling apart? Are you tired of being a single in a world of couples? Have you given up on ever finding true love? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, Tana Marie is the answer. Tana Marie, also known as the Love Psychic, is an author, romance coach, ordained minister, and therapist. For the past 23 years, she has helped thousands of people worldwide create their dream relationships. With her unbeatable combination of intuitive ability and years of professional training, she will help you find and sustain true love. Through her books, counseling, lectures, and workshops, you will create the life you love. One of her books, Isle of Fantasies, is the definitive guide for creating the love of your life. Singles will learn every essential step in creating their ideal relationship. Couples will learn tools and techniques for keeping their love alive, guaranteed. Ready to change your life? If so, contact Tana Marie right now for a private counseling session. To order her books or for more information, call toll-free 800-320-8262. That's 800-320-8262.
Hi, do you have children? Are you expecting children? Do your children have children? How would you like to have someone to talk to who is actually supposed to know something about children? That's why you need to listen to Just About Kids. Medical care for children, child advocacy, child safety. That's what will be discussed on Just About Kids. This is Dr. Jeffrey Hill. I invite you to join me and nationally recognized pediatricians as we discuss issues in the lives of children and take your calls on Just About Kids. Mondays, 5 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Inside every child is a hero waiting to be discovered. In after-school programs, kids uncover hidden strengths, discover they have the power to change their future, and find the hero inside themselves. Because in the end, that's what makes a hero. After-school programs, helping kids find the hero within. Let us know you want after-school programs in your area. Call 1-800-USA-LEARN or visit www.afterschoolalliance.org. A message from the After-School Alliance and the Ad Council.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight we're talking about rebirthing or conscious breathing. And my guest is one of my trainers 17 years ago, can you imagine, Peter Kane. And before the break, he was talking about how he uses breath to keep energy moving and to deal with stress throughout his day. And all that was certainly something that grew out of the years of his own rebirthing and rebirthing training. The one thing that I was going to state also that this is a very powerful tool. A lot of us hold our breaths at very inopportune times, and that includes even when we're relating to someone and being sexual. Most of you think for a moment, whenever you orgasm, how you usually hold your breath and tighten up all the muscles everywhere, thinking it's going to make it more powerful. A suggestion I have is next time, try breathing through the orgasm. Try keeping the energy flowing, and maybe even talk to your partner about it. It can take it to whole new levels of orgasm. And that's actually what I want to ask Peter about right now, is how he applies rebirthing and the concept of breathing in his work with couples.
Okay. Yeah, well, first I just want to say it's so hard to cover all this stuff in a 40-minute show, but
sure.
Truly what you just said about orgasm is, you know, down on the list, but yet a huge contribution. I mean, if we got men, I'll blame the men more than the women, you know, if we got men age 18 to 28 to get rebirth and understand contact and intimacy and breathing, we'd have a lot happier. At least our heterosexual relationships would be much happier in that area.
Believe me, the gay relationships would also be greatly improved.
Yeah,
a lot of gay lesbian clients.
I was getting into that male premature ejaculation joke there. breathing can also help one postpone orgasm and be present longer. But again, actually, the real reason we're into this is deep work around grief, self-esteem, passion for life, life urge, commitment. Well, the relationship work, basically, when you're counseling a couple, there's so many places to tap in to what's going on and what's being triggered in each person. You know, we have someone with the cold father relating to someone who's holding back their feelings because they're afraid of hurting people. And these two opposing issues kind of conflict, and these people end up cranky at each other. You know, so you have the person that needs to get safer speaking up, and the other person that needs to get more comfortable receiving attention instead of anticipating the coldness or the distance. I sort of butchered that, but I think people know what I mean. So when we talk about family systems, we talk about, you know, those opposites attracting. Well, from a rebirthing perspective, the birth experience, and not necessarily the physical experience, although that's part of it, but the family system at the time of your conception, intrauterine experience, and birth experience are key to your core beliefs about yourself. So in other words, looking at relationships at that level of where we wanted and planned when we came into this world, and what relationship does that have to, say, a later family pattern like the cold father or the cold mother or that kind of family distance. So basically that lens gives the facilitator or the counselor a chance to add ways to help the client see what's being triggered there when the partner is non-communicative, distant, withdrawn, or whatever. So basically, we look at how the two core belief systems from early life, probably intrauterine and birth, impact our relationship expectations. Do we expect people to leave us? Well, that could be related to our parents divorcing, but it could also be related to being separated from our mother when we were born. So what this gives a client that's working through leaving or abandonment issues is just different points in time to contact and release those feelings at their source. And sometimes, even if it's not, if the client doesn't regress to relive the birth, just looking at it and going, oh yeah, well duh, there I have that family story where they didn't want me. Just to see that simple piece and equate it more to just that initial issue of being in the world and were we loved and did we belong helps the client get a deeper release on, in that example, the abandonment issue.
One of the other things that I often notice, too, is that the same birth issue can easily be dealt with during rebirthing through a memory or an experience that happened later in life that was reflective of the birth issue.
Right.
So it's not necessarily consciously, well, this is my birth, this is the womb, this is, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, we all have memory of our birth. We were all present at it, so that preverbal memory is there. But sometimes I've seen rebirthing be very effective by going to a place later in life and doing the healing. So we're going to take our final break here.
Great.
And I'll come back for a final word here, and I genuinely want to thank you, Peter, for being on the show tonight, and I think the information is very valuable, and I couldn't think of someone better to impart it. Thank you.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, You can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Stop. Are you paying too much and getting too little out of your web host? 86 your host and get 86hosts.com, a local business with 20 years tech experience with the internet, featuring the latest in technology and the fastest lines. No more traffic jams. 86hosts.com makes it easy for everyone to get their website running smoothly, and their courteous, friendly staff will help you out when you need a hand. Can't design a website? 86hosts.com has affordable web page developing and design from prices as low as $14.95 a month. 86hosts.com is the best bargain around. This isn't a bare bones package. $14.95 a month includes everything from shopping carts to counters, guest books, and 25 megs of space. Get the most with 86hosts.com. Call us at 480-425-9188. That's 480-425-9188. Or visit 86hosts.com. 86 your host. Get 86hosts.com now.
The caring, listening professionals at Dr. Ernest Johnson's Dental Office can help you care for your smile. Located just off I-17 and Cactus, Dr. Johnson takes pride in providing a lifetime of routine care for your whole family, along with whitening, bonding, and metal-free dentistry to make your smile beautiful. Call 602-863-9079 to discover how routine or cosmetic dentistry can change your life. Dr. Ernest Johnson, making beautiful smiles every day.
MindBridge Radio is broadcasting live every Sunday from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Listen in to learn what hypnosis is, how it works, and what you can do with it to create positive change in your life. Your brain controls every function in your mind and body. Hypnosis is the key to tapping into that power. Through hypnosis, you have the ability to define or change your map of reality, connecting with your dreams. Hypnosis unlocks the potential that lies within you. Don't miss MindBridge Radio, Sundays from 7 to 7:30 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to our final few minutes of Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. I have a private practice and do a number of other things, including rebirthing, which has been our topic this evening. Like I said earlier, I'm one of few licensed psychotherapists that actually use rebirthing as a tool. There are many rebirthers all over the world. In fact, it's growing. The training of rebirthers is just growing very quickly in Europe, South America. In fact, Peter was telling me during the break that there's right now 1,000 trained rebirthers in Venezuela alone. There's been a lot of work being done in South America, and I know many really good rebirthers in Europe. The thing is that since most rebirthers are not trained and licensed psychotherapists, and there's really, you know, the certification programs different people may have, it's really important that you take responsibility if you're looking for a rebirther, the same way if you're looking for a therapist, that you either get it through word of mouth from somebody, but there's a couple of websites too, including my own website, mfcc.com. Peter's website is actually called rebirthing.com, and you can get more information on the workshops and things that he does up in Washington. But there's also another website called rebirthingonline.com, and it's an international database of rebirthers. Again, because they're listed, it doesn't mean that there's a stamp of approval from anybody. It just means that it's someone locally that you might be able to find, and the most important thing a rebirther does is create a sense of safety. You feel safe with them, that you trust them, because it's the only way the subconscious is going to let you go into the things that happen, and this is true about a therapist, a rebirther, anybody that you're asking to listen and expose yourself to on such an intimate level. Now, I don't mean to imply that rebirthing is a cure-all or some magical solution. To many of us, too many of us actually are looking for some pill that will fix us without having to take an honest look at ourselves. Many avoid therapy for fear of the emotions or memories that will be recalled. The only way past our pains is to go through them. This can take years, but it doesn't have to. I even have colleagues who have experienced rebirthing who often suggest that their client do some sessions with me to help them get past the block or get some important material faster. It makes the therapy with that client accelerate sometimes. It's important that you realize the therapists are human and that I'm as responsible for making use of this tool like anything else in my own life. Take care of yourself. Listen in next week when my guest is going to be Sally Fisher, and check out the website tellthetruthfaster.com for future guests and future topics. And if you need to email me, I'd love to get your reactions. Go to that site, tellthetruthfaster.com, and let me know what you think of the show so far. Have a good night, and I'll see you next week.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
Maybe you think you'd have to settle for the community college down the street, forget a big state university or a private college or one of those expensive Ivy League schools. If you're a parent and you're just biting your nails over which college your child is going to pick, you need the advice of Mike Coy, president of Cash College Consultants. Author Mike Coy will show you ways to get the money you need for your child's college education without taking out costly loans and mortgaging your future. In his newest book, How to Give Your Child a Four-Year College Education Without Going Broke, Mike Coy shows you little-known ways of getting the funding you need without all the red tape. You just need to know where to go, who to talk to, and what questions.